the last couple of games, the number of shots you guys were able to generate against them, is that something you're looking at right now, or is that a bit of an anomaly there for six periods?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. The first part would be, excuse me, yes, and we want pucks to the net as our first option. It starts our forecheck for us. But we have a group of guys that can make plays, seam plays, and so we don't want to take that away from them. I think you found in the last two for us, those games get that playoff feel where there's not a lot of the fancy play, right? There's just not a lot of open ice in the way St. Louis defends. They're not going to give you a lot of that seam stuff where you're hanging onto it all the time, so you have to have that puck to the net mentality. I also think, you know, we're maybe a little bit behind it due to our schedule, but I think St. Louis was as well, right? They weren't quite as quick. You know, in the first game, you take four NHL defensemen out of both lineups. There's going to be a different kind of opportunity there. But pucks to the net, real important to us, how we start our offense.
How about, I guess, from those two games to this one here tonight, what do you expect? Kind of the same, the differences?
Well, they're rolling for sure. They're really good in a couple of areas. They're really good getting second chance rebounds, second chance opportunities. They stay on the puck in the offensive zone, and they're really good at not giving a lot up. When you take a look at Pekka Rinne's 5-on-5 numbers, right? He's leading the league in most of them. They just don't give you a lot. They're really hard on you down low. Anything that goes low to high to our blue line, it's tough sledding to get to the net. They get a lot of body contact, so it's been a real battle down in front of their net tonight.
We all seen how tricky and unpredictable overtime is in this league. How has your thinking and prep for 3-on-3 changed in the last 2 years?
I wouldn't say it's changed at all. I mean, we had the same concepts last year and scored, I think, four of them. We've used slightly different pairings and slightly different groupings this year. Speed probably more than anything else, whether a guy's going or not, what we've got going on our back end. We've had three go against us, the 3-on-3. The other two were shorthanded, but the three went against us. We got full control of the puck, and we're trying to make a real high-end play, and it gets knocked down, and that's 3-on-3. You know, each team's going to decide how much risk is in their game, and we'll put out nine guys that think that they got enough that they can make those plays, and we let them. I mean, we're open to the offensive idea, and it stung us a couple times, but we're not going to stand three in front of our net. They wouldn't do if I told them to anyway.
Some teams are defaulting to 2D.
Yeah.
What do you think of that idea for your own team?
Well, we did it right in the third one. Didn't quite go so well. Nobody's going with 2D and having two of them stand on the blue line, right? Those guys are up the ice. They're just like forwards. So if they can bring the puck up and maybe defend the inevitable 2-on-1 that seems to come up in the game, that's a good thing. We had Buff out with Brian Little the one time. I didn't put him out as a second D. He was the second forward on that. He can get to outside guys and get it to the net. So we've got, sure, a bunch of defensemen would like to go out. We've got a whole lot of guys that don't go out that think they should. So we're not short on 3-on-3 players.
Without Buff, one last thing. Without Buff, who do you default to then? Josh? Or
it would be Josh and Jake. We got the three guys on the right would, but without Dustin, you'll see Josh come in.
Is Myers okay to go down?
Yep.
Helmuck in?
Correct.
Also, I wanted to ask you about discipline. When you're playing a team like this, and both physical teams, but both with really good power plays, staying out of the box is obviously going to be a pretty big key.
Yeah, high event team, really. We've cut our numbers down a bit. They're in the box a fair amount. I don't think it's a lack of discipline. It's the style of game they play, right? Really confrontational in the end zones. A lot of contact. We're going to end up playing that game tonight. Neither team wants to be in the box on their power plays, that's for sure. But it's going to happen in here. I think historically, when you look at our two teams play, those are high penalty games. We had 10 guys in the box one day on the one shift. So was that West did that in here? I don't know if you remember that, but I've never seen that before. But all 10 got unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. That was first.
Could be a pretty important night for the penalty killers then.
Both, right? Both special teams really important, really good against St. Louis. Both have offensive players that you can be in the right spots and they still get it by you. So it's all goaltending, man.
One last thing about Brian Little. level. He's approaching a milestone for games played. Where do you see his game evolving now that he's a, sort of a slightly older guy?
Yeah, you know what? He's moved around, right? So he was kind of in that number one hole doing both jobs. Got to generate offense, got to play against the other team's best. We got younger, spread it out a little bit. We've developed a bit of a checking line, so now he's playing with the two young guys, and I think if you look at the goals, right, individually, that's the highest individual scoring line that we have. That line's gotten better. It struggled, and we left it, and they weren't getting a whole lot of zone time. If we didn't do something off the rush based on Nick and Brian, we didn't get a whole lot, but now they're starting to come. They're getting that zone time. They're getting that play, so... He's the one of the veteran voices that we have. Everybody has, for the most part, a younger or a couple of young players on their line. They all have to work with somebody, develop these players, and he's the key piece on that line in doing that.
Some of the Nashville guys were talking. They got family distractions and all that this week. People coming in. Is it good to be on the road for your club this week going into Christmas?
I would say normally, we've enjoyed the road for the last 7 weeks. We've been on it an awful lot. You know what? It depends if you win, right? Certainly, having people in is nice this time of year, but the block of games, five before and five after Christmas, there are a lot of wild card games in there, and you want to pick up those points because it can change how happy the coach is at Christmas.
Ryan Johansson said he sees a lot of similarities between their team and your team.
Yeah.
Is that almost a compliment for you guys?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think the... dynamic back ends involved in the rush, some physicality to it, some really really good high-end skill there, making plays, so not a dump and chase, but it's smart teams, but they get a chance to make a play, they're going to make a play too, and both teams on the puck, so like aggressive in the offensive zone, so we would like to play that game nightly.